This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We're going to tell you why it's important for Georgia to continue to win. And you may say, well, that's an obvious assessment. Well, in this new college football playoff world, This is going to look a little different. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wes is in the studio with us. Wes Durham, the voice of our Falcons. And, of course, he calls college football. Let me just put it out there. Georgia and LSU.
Okay.
Both could finish, right, as we currently see them. LSU has two losses. Let's just say Georgia has to get past Tennessee. They got to get past Ole Miss. But the scenario is simply that you don't want this to go to common opponents, because then you start talking about who you beat, who you didn't beat, and you could have a situation where, oh, well, it's Ole Miss in Florida, and we both beat them, but Georgia didn't beat Alabama.
Correct.
And now you're saying, all right, does a two-loss team, what's the chances of them being looked at differently, especially when you look at head-to-head? We don't know what the rankings are going to look like tonight, Wes, but these are the scenarios over the next 4 or 5 weeks that could play out that we haven't had to really deal with. It was a one-loss team or no losses, and you were going to get in the playoff. Now it's different.
Yeah, and I think the thing you have to remember, there are a couple ground rules here that you cannot forget in this process. Number one, the top four teams, the champion of the four leagues, are going to be seeded 1 through 4. Do not lose sight of that, okay? So tonight, when they release 1 through whatever they release, 25, they're going to tell us if they're going to seed those top four champions at 1 through 4. Like, that's how they want to release the poll. My guess is they're just going to show you 25 teams, okay? Then you have to remember ACC champ, SEC champ, Big 12 champ, Big 10 champ are going to be seeded 1 through 4, okay? So then the Power 5 or G5 team, in this case Boise State, would be the fifth team. They can be no higher than 5, no lower than 12. Though somewhere in between, right? That's the five teams that get in the playoff.
My guess, though, is they would get a home game, right? They would not travel. They would be 5, 6, or 7, not 10, 11, 12.
Right now I saw a projection this morning where Boise State is 12 playing Ohio State 5.
Wow. Mm. On the road?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. That's why I think at the end of the day, it still comes back to, even though technically, Wes, you just spelled it out, what it's supposed to be. So you're not going to send Alabama to Boise.
No, I don't think so. But you might send.
Because it's got to be a good TV show at the end of the day.
It does have to be a good TV show, but LSU might have to go to Penn State.
I agree. Yeah.
LSU might have to go to Penn State. How about that?
Coach Hot Sauce going to win another big game against a ranked opponent?
Ole Miss might have to go somewhere. I mean, you know, think about that now. That's going to be the reality of this. That's why the games on the 20th and 21st, you cannot discount. You cannot take those games out of context. They are going to be impactful games. And by the way, I still believe that one of those teams that plays in the first round is going to get to the semis.
Right.
I still think that one of those teams has a chance to get to the Final Four. But tonight is going to be interesting. If I had to tell you the way I think it's going to fall tonight, I think Oregon's won.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think Oregon's won. I think it's going to get pretty tricky after that. I think I think Georgia has a chance to be two. I think Miami has a chance to be two.
Have you had any Miami games in the ACC yet? It just seems like their defense is going to get them in trouble. I mean, I know Cam always finds a way to pull the rabbit out of his hat. It just seems like they're giving up too many points. A good passing offense will really get them.
Yeah.
They got Tech this weekend, by the way.
They got LSU feel to me. They got 2019 LSU feel.
Okay.
Miami.
Team of destiny.
I just think Ward makes that kind of impact like Burrow did. Right. I think he's got cats. Restrepo in particular will drive you crazy unless you're a Miami fan.
Right.
Because you turn around and you're like, he's not that big, but yet he's wide. Why can't
we defend that?
And I mean, and I also happy to think that they have a very quiet, collaborative run game behind a massive offensive line. Mm. So but that's Miami. I think the outliers here are Iowa State, SMU, I think Ole Miss and Army are the fringe teams outside the 25. I think the real question here tonight is where's Notre Dame?
Mm.
Where's Indiana?
Right.
Okay. And where's Boise State? And if you're so inclined, is Alabama in or out?
Right. Because right now it's 11 on the AP top 25. Again, different poll. Coaches poll as Alabama, right again, on the cusp at 11 as well.
And for you Alabama folks who are riding around screaming at me.
Why do you hate Alabama, Carl? And now Wes.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah. Because Carl and I sound exactly alike. It's not that I don't think Alabama's good enough. I'm just curious as to see how those losses, and particularly the one in Nashville, is going to be qualified.
It should matter. See, this is the difference. This is where Mike and I maybe disagree on this whole thing. These games still matter.
Absolutely.
The idea that the regular season is you can dismiss it, I don't believe that. And I don't think the committee believes that. And I think a loss to a Vandy should matter. Here's the thing about Indiana. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Their season will be decided on November 23rd. Because that's the only ranked team they will have played all season, and that will be Ohio State. Now, where will Ohio State be at that point? They could be three, they could be four, they might be, who knows? Mm. But that is the issue with Indiana. They have beaten everybody on their schedule. They're scoring a lot of points. They're fun to watch. But they haven't played anybody that's ranked, and that won't happen until the second to the last game.
Okay.
What does the committee say about that if they lose, and now they're a one-loss team in the Big Ten?
And they're looking at analytics, and we're not. So they're looking at game control. They're looking at all these other things. They're looking at strength of schedule and records and all this other stuff. And again, as I've said to you guys last year when we had this whole Florida State discussion, every committee is different. The composition of the committee is different, and the philosophical structure can be different. Now they're dealing with 12. So it's not the top four we're worried about anymore, and it's not the five. That's why Notre Dame to me is interesting. Mm. It's still Northern Illinois, folks.
That they lost to.
It's still Northern Illinois.
See, that's the thing. I mean, when you get into
it. And last week, everybody was, oh, Notre Dame's good because remember they beat Texas A&M. Well, then Texas A&M lost South Carolina. Somewhere in that room, that wrinkle is in that decision.
But you said, like, BYU, their only ranked opponent. Victory is Kansas State. You mentioned SMU's only ranked opponent is Pitt.
I'm just going to tell you this. The eye test on BYU is pretty damn strong.
They don't get penalized, and they got great defense. I mean, they're
absolutely
good.
Absolutely just hammer you.
Right.
They are as physical a football team as I think we have in a college game. It's going to be really, really interesting. The Holy War is this week against Utah. And I think that's really going to be an interesting football game because that's the kind of game. And as we work our way down the stretch here, like Indiana plays Michigan this week, right? So you're talking about, well, Michigan hadn't done anything, Sherrone Moore. But, Carl, if Indiana and Michigan is tight, that impacts Indiana as much as it impacts Michigan.
Does.
So BYU's in the same boat. BYU cannot have a bad day. Right. A bad day does not help BYU. Likewise, funny tie in this, SMU with one loss beat Pitt last week to knock.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Them from the rank of the undefeated, SMU now has a path potentially to get to the ACC championship game. To meet Miami, since Clemson lost to Louisville.
Right, right.
How does the BYU factor impact SMU, who's probably going to be on the fringe of the playoff tonight when the rankings come out?
Right. And then the question will be, of course, the style points. Does a two-loss SEC team trump one of those teams you just mentioned, you know, because of the big Correct. Boy and the nature of the bigger brand?
I've seen projections that have four Big Tens and four SECs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Carl last week. I think at the end of the day, they're going to go with the name brands. You know, there'll be a couple. They'll throw a bone to a couple of these schools, and look, Army, BYU would be an amazing story. But it's no fun if they get greased in one of these games. Then I don't think we'll have that argument for expanding to 16. Do you still feel we're going to have it a few years of this 12-team thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Until somebody at the television table writes a new check, Mike.
Right.
I mean, it's all nice and fine that you think that this can just happen on a flip of a switch. You live down there in that street of fantasy, well, and that's fine.
We went from 4 to 12 pretty quick.
Yeah, we went from four. We went from 4 to 12
years.
Because you had an existing contract,
right?
Yeah. See, and you're still working off the back end of that contract. That's why the run to 16 to me.
But they did tear up a contract that we all thought was in place for 10 years for four.
Yeah, but you know. Let us always look at college athletics as the unstructured structure, right? I mean, we still don't have any governance on NIL and transfer portal by anybody with any meaning.
Yeah, correct.
So,
and here's the thing, too. And, you know, again, this is why this is going to be fun, and we'll follow it as closely as we have, maybe even closer just because of the nature of what we're talking about here with all these different teams.
Right.
But this is, again, where I say, let me see. If you're telling me an Army's not going to potentially go on the road and beat one of these, let me see it. I'd be happy to say if they get their blanks blown out, so be it.
Right.
But they deserve if they win, they deserve to be there. And that's the part that we have ignored over the years is, hey, they get blown out. They deserve an opportunity to be in this.
But the thing is, like when Boise State beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl, which is like one of those moments back
in the
day.
Oh, Statue of Liberty.
Right. It just seems like, but then now you're putting a tournament together. Now you got to go win three games, and you don't have the depth these other teams have. So it might be a one-game upset, but you're not going to be able to win the championship.
Look, I think that there's really two or three interesting teams, and I'll put Georgia on the list here, of teams that can deal with the physicality, deal with the depth, and deal with the skill level to move through the three rounds,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I just think that Georgia's one of those teams. I also, at this point, wouldn't put Ohio State past that category. I think Ohio State's got enough depth to do that. And I think Will Howard's played a lot better in Columbus than he did, you know, when he was in Manhattan, Kansas. BYU's one of those teams. BYU gets in this tournament, they're going to be a problem. Because, again, the physicality, the style of play that we were talking about, you go back and watch that Kansas State game. I mean, Kansas State, they got guys too.
They got pushed around.
Yeah, but you know how the Big 12's built, Carl. Big 12 plays in weather.
Yes.
Big 10 plays in weather. Somebody in that first weekend is going to have to deal with weather.
Right.
I mean, maybe they got to go to South Bend.
And it could be cold.
The BYU quarterback, Retzlaff, by the way, like 2,200 yards from scrimmage right now with 18 touchdowns, which, again, unless you've seen him late night.
You got to see him, man.
Right.
I mean, it's. I know it's, you know, Mike, you're, you know, it's Not quite last call, but you need to take one of those games.
No, you got to watch the West Coast games. Those are your get-back games on your gambling back. You know, I mean, all your bets on Saturday afternoon, Carl.
I've been mentioning this about Genty all year long.
He is. He should go to New York.
He's the real deal.
Did you watch him last Friday night?
Unbelievable.
The fourth quarter, the guy was on fire in the fourth quarter.
So we've been talking about it. This kid's got 1,500 yards. He's chasing Barry Sanders all-time NCAA rushing record, which has been in the books, by the way, since like the late 80s, okay?
Yeah, Pat Jones and the Cowboys of Oklahoma State.
And this kid's got 20 touchdowns by himself.
Right.
He's the best running back in college football.
But what's Barry Sanders' record again?
It's like 25. It's a thousand more yards. It's a thousand more yards. But think about
it. In 11 games.
That's how good Barry Sanders was. He was sick, and we just kind of forget about how damn good he was.
Barry Sanders had that number in 11 games. Yep. They didn't count bowl games then. He had 11 games and 2,500 yards.
Yeah. But this kid is legit. And my point is that nobody's been able to slow him down. Does one of these teams that they see in the tournament? Maybe.
Yeah.
But that is something that you've got to go see, and that's what makes them interesting. Wes, we got to run, man.
All right, guys. We're looking forward
real quick to the Saints. We got to go.
Yeah.
They're in disarray. That's my opinion right now.
It would appear that way, Carl.
It's a trap.
That's what Mike believes.
Oh, but you know what we do.
Tell me how you feel about
that. We trap the trap.
That's right.
We've already – Kirko told me. We trap the trap, don't we?
We're going to go in their trap, take their trap?
Take the trap.
Okay.
Going into someone's trap and trying to take over their
trap.
There we
go.
That's what's up. All right, fair enough.
Anytime we can roll Coach Vegas in here when the CFP starts rolling in, let me know.
I never lose.
West Durham, guys, the voice
West
of our –
West Durham.
We found it.
Oh, there it is.
You're welcome.
Oh, come on now. Come on, one more time, just for the folks that are
West
new to the
Ham.
Show. There we go.
Was that your son's like ringtone?
Oh yeah.
For a while.
Hey man, you want to go down to New Orleans this weekend?
Bro, you know I got to work.
No, you know I know you got the national show on Sunday. You can do it from down in New Orleans. We'll talk to Bobby Hebert. We'll get you hooked up.
And I got to do something else.
It'd be like a 10-year anniversary of the great Dukes and Bell.
That's true.
Last second. Hey, man, I'll meet you in front of Colony Square. Let's get down there in 5 hours flat.
Damn, you reminded me of that. We did have a good time, despite the crazy drive. We did have a good time. That was an incredible trip for us.
I remember we ran into the crowd from Louisiana Lafayette at the R&L Carriers Bowl.
Well, it was the women of Louisiana Lafayette.
In December. It's one of those where you walk outside and it's still light out.
Truth, Orin. I don't even know if it's a bar or club, whatever the hell it was. And we're like, why are all these women dancing? What's going on in here?
I think the bowl game started at like 10:30.
It did.
Anyway, but it was just some crazy thing. So that's a no? That's a hard pass?
No, bro, I got to work. I got jobs.
All right. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, man. I would. Absolutely, I would.
I mean,
because there's nothing better than beating the Saints in their house.
And I just talked to a bunch of folks on social media. Just real quick, I did look at StubHub and Ticketmaster. I mean, literally, the prices have dropped in about the last 3 days from where they were $340. Now it's like 60. You get tickets for $60 in the 600 level. So,
I say it's fans.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. All right.
No,
kicking it around.
I love it. I love it. All right. Thanks to Wes for stopping by. More coming up. Yeah, man, no man's on the way, but it is time for the Dukes and Bell Daily Download.
Story number one.
Trade deadline. Guys, let's get you caught up because right now there's a lot of stuff happening, but the latest with Ojulari, Mike, is we've got 30 minutes until the deadline is done in the NFL. Out of New York, they're saying unless there is something major that happens, it looks like he will be staying a New York football Giant.
Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent after this year, and they do certainly have production with Brian Burns, who they picked up as a free agent. We talked about Kayvon Thibodeau, and he's been good, guys. 6 sacks from this guy that would be the strong side. That's technically what Ebikadi plays, you know, as far as, you know, the linebacker. I know we're a 3-4, they're a 3-4, so schematically it's not like it doesn't fit. It's just a matter of are they willing to maybe part with a draft pick? Do you feel this is a year where you can make a run? I think most Falcons fans say yes. You just got to get some playmakers on defense.
This just went down as well in the NFL. The Rams are trading 2-time Pro Bowl cornerback Tre'Davious White to the Ravens.
Wow. This is like an arms race right now between the Steelers and the Ravens.
It is. Steelers making a deal to get Mike Williams, the wide receiver from the Jets. They also are getting Preston Smith from the Packers. He is an edge rusher, pass rusher that can help. So we'll give you all the latest with the trade deadline, but we want to wait until it's officially done.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Is UGA really ready for a head-to-head matchup with Ole Miss? Mm. Ole Miss guys averaging 42 points a game, the fourth highest scoring offense in college football. We're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about our Falcons, Mike, because here's the deal. We're talking about New Orleans. They made a deal today. They traded away Marshawn Lattimore. He is leaving New Orleans after all those years. The Commanders get him. But as far as the Falcons are concerned, we're heading to New Orleans feeling pretty good about where our football team is. And I want you to hear Raheem Moore is talking about the message ahead of this matchup.
You know, there's no difference in what we want to take the mentality to the South, right? There's no such thing as running too far, and we got to go out there and go get them.
That is correct. We cannot get caught up and distracted with all that's happening with them. Meanwhile, Darnell Mooney was talking about his relationship with his quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
We're just going out there doing what we do in practice and, you know, just trying to stay consistent. There's some things out there that we definitely got to get better at. We had some miss ops out there that we got to take advantage of, but it got somewhat of the job done today. So.
Do the Cowboys maybe focus more on Pitts when Drake London went out? We covered on that earlier for guys who missed it. And, you know, like, just we're not going to poop on it because there's so many weapons on this offense. Not everybody's going to have a monster day, but from where he was last week with Tampa to just one touch and one target, it's a bit eyebrow raising, isn't it?
It really is, man. Last night we got an interesting Monday Night Football game. Because, Mike,
story number two.
I'll say this. Patrick Mahomes looked like he hurt his ankle, and then he came back. The decision by Todd Bowles to not go for two. Let's hear Andy Reid talk about Patrick Mahomes' ankles.
Well, when he was being carried off, I wasn't too easy with it. You know, that was I wasn't sure exactly where he was going to be with it, but he might have the loosest ankles in America. I mean, it's ridiculous how he can come back from those things.
I mean, he's running. He literally does one of his, like, yeah, throws, and they get the first down. They, you know, they drive for the touchdown. He gets carried off the field, which looks really bad when two guys are putting no weight on your leg. And then he's like, nah, just wiggling it. Okay, I'm good. And then Gumby gets back up.
Ankles in America.
Yeah. The one thing, and Troy Aikman was on it last night, you know, they didn't need to call the timeout. And so they call a timeout with 30 seconds left. They didn't have to. They could have gotten up there and done their thing. They get the touchdown, and then they don't go for two. And I guess the thinking is, well, if you go for two and you get Patrick Mahomes three timeouts in 30 seconds, they're going to kick a field goal and beat you. Either way, Baker Mayfield's reaction at the coin flip said it all. Baker Mayfield literally goes, mother! When they lose, he called tails. It was heads. And you never saw the football again.
He already lost to us in that fashion, and now they've lost two of these overtime games. Let's hear Mahomes on his ankle injury.
I was obviously running for the goal line, was about, kind of committed to running the football, and at the last second saw Samaje, and so kind of awkwardly rolled the ankle a little bit. Definitely scary. I think it hurt more just because the same ankle I rolled last week. So it scared me a little bit, but once I kind of took my breath and kind of calmed down a little bit, ended up being not too bad. We were able to go in there, kind of get the respat, and go back on the football field.
All right, so why was he helped off, though, Mike? I want you to hear this before we go any further, because it's like, okay, you sound like you were fine, but they helped him off the field.
Yeah, I was trying to run off the field, and they were telling me not to. I mean, just kind of the football mentality is to get off the field, and we just scored a touchdown, and they told me to just take it slow, and as I started walking, I started feeling better, and obviously after I get the respat, get that comfortability back, and then took a few drops and felt good.
There you go. He was a warrior, man. And by the way, a lot of folks are saying the Chiefs get away with murder again on the game-winning drive. It was second and five from the six, the completion of Kelce, where you had a major false start from the right side of the line. It was pretty obvious. The refs don't see it. And a lot of folks feeling that Kansas City just gets preferential treatment from the NFL.
It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's our daily download. Let's hear Bowles on why he didn't go for two, and then we got to talk dogs.
Very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for two. So we had our shots. You know, we lost the game.
Pretty simple in his estimation. Mm. Let's talk about Ole Miss and Georgia.
Story number three.
Mike, are you a little bit nervous about this game Saturday?
Just because it's a high-powered offense, and if you want to get into a shooting match, which seemingly Mike Bobo wants to every week, that Jackson Dart and company can oblige you. And look, I love Georgia's defense, and we know that Ole Miss gets after the quarterback as well. They're leading all of college football in sacks, but it's a tough road venue. It's still, you know, Vaught-Hemingway's no cakewalk. It's not like they're big and bad because no one respects Lane Kiffin in a game like this, but it doesn't help if you start throwing three picks in the first half if your Carson back.
Fourth highest scoring offense, 42 a game. And on top of that, they scored 63 against Arkansas in a road win last weekend. Here's Kirby Smart talking about their quarterback, Jackson Dart.
I think Jackson Dart's playing probably one of the best quarterbacks playing in the country in terms of explosive plays. A lot of respect for how he competes. And I mean, the guy runs extremely physical, like a SEC running back. He doesn't try to avoid contact. He actually seeks it, and you can tell he's got a fiery, competitive attitude.
That he does.
Could be some rain on the forecast in Oxford. Looks like there could be some showers, 70% chance right now, so maybe the run game, or of course, usually advantage to the wide receivers. They know where they're going, as opposed to the defenders got to cover them.
More on this coming up at 4 o'clock. We've got one more thing to talk about.
Story number 4.
A complete blowout last night for the Atlanta Hawks, Mike. You talk about blitzing Trey and trapping him and completely taking him out of the game. That's exactly what the Celtics did. This was a beatdown. When I turned it on and I said this to Mike, they were down like 25, and I'm going, what is going on?
We didn't play defense.
Thank you. Trey ends up leaving the game, Mike. He is assessed with a rib strain.
How many games is that going to be?
I don't know.
I mean, let's hope, because, by the way, what's the designation now on DeAndre Hunter to just napping? I mean, sleepy time? Put your head down?
He'll be back sooner or later.
All right, man. We'll get him back out there. Reese Hoshea with 15. He continues to evolve. Carl, I'm liking what I'm seeing. Jalen Johnson with 20 points. He was doing his job. But unfortunately, perimeter defense was another concern as the Celtics just bombed him with threes to basically start the game.
Daily download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Coming up, yeah, man, no man's on the way. Also, in the 5 o'clock hour, guys, we got to talk about what's going on with the takeaways that are helping our football team thrive right now. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Turtle, what is going on, my man?
Well, tick, 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 gentlemen. Barring something unforeseen in the next 13 minutes or so.
Not happening?
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Yeah.
There is no tomorrow.
You know what? What's that commercial for J.G. Wentworth? I have a good defense. I have a good offense, but I need pass rush now.
Yeah.
Call the Giants. Get Ojulari down here now.
Yeah.
Come on. What are we doing? We need some. Come on. We don't. Aggravating.
Somebody, right? Anybody. Yeah. Hello?
Well, Chase Young is out there. I'm not sure the Saints would want to deal with us in the division. But anyway, what is Chase Young anyway?
I don't know. I don't think he's any good.
Yeah, Ojulari's got 6 sacks. I mean, tangible, good stuff.
Yeah, he's legit.
Strip sack.
Oh, jeez. it'd be nice.
How about calling the Dolphins and go get Calais back up here?
Would you stop
it? Can't hurt.
He's 80.
Hey, so what?
I mean, he is. Tied
for the team lead in sacks.
Yes, tied with team lead in sacks.
That tells you. What is this? You guys echoing each other? That tells you how bad he is. Or how bad that team is.
And he's a leader. He's a good man.
I love Calais. Yeah. He's old.
Maybe he can inspire Judon to get his button gear. How about that?
Judon's.
Why is Judon wearing them long sleeves? You think that'd give an offensive lineman something to grab onto?
He's going to. Maybe he wants to break an extra sweat. Maybe he's going to be fine, okay? You guys know I need Judon to step up. He's just not playing like he needs to.
I have a playoff caliber team, but I need defense now.
10 ball. Still 10 minutes, Mike.
12 the Giants 12 now.
12 minutes left. Okay. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Thank you.
So if this is what it is, how far can this team go?
You could argue you're going to play some teams that have quarterbacks and we're going to have a hard time getting on the ground, which was it's hard enough as it is. And we did beat the Eagles with Jalen Hurts by letting him get Carl almost everything he wanted, kept everything in front of us, but we pulled one out, right? I get nervous, unless you believe Jimmy Lake and coach that these guys are getting better and better, and this was a result this week. But yeah, but 2 sacks in a row was great. We still need more sacks later in the game.
Would you give them credit? They got 3 total in the game.
Yeah, I needed 6.
When they get 6, you're going to need 10. They got 3 sacks in
the game. And with those 3 sacks in one game, including back-to-back, we're still dead last in sacks in the NFL.
We're averaging a sack a game.
What are you and Turtle on the same page here?
Pretty much. We're working off the same sheet music.
Obviously.
I have a good defense, but I need a pass rusher now.
Can we give our guys credit for getting 3 sacks in a game, Turtle? I mean, here you're just tearing this thing down.
Call Rand Carthon and go get Arden Key now.
Strip sack.
Arden Key?
That would be my last-ditch effort here.
I said call Chuck Smith, Joe. See if he wants to go slap on a jock strap. Get out there.
So he had to apologize.
Who?
And it's so lame because we were all on this train.
You about Kelsey?
Jason Kelsey last night on one of his 10,000 things that he's doing right now on Monday Night Football.
Don't be mad at
said
him.
Said this after PhoneGate had finished.
In a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate, and I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that it leads to discourse, and it's the right way to go about things. And in that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have.
I mean, I wouldn't beat myself up over it. Some little, you know, again, we played the audio yesterday. By now, most people know what he's referring to. There was someone at in College Station, in Happy Valley in Penn State, who said your brother's a blanky blank dating, you know, Taylor Swift. Yeah. And he went over and smashed the kid's phone and spiked it. I just think, you know, there's folks who can understand there are consequences. And look, I think 99% of our audience says, good for you. I mean, you didn't punch the kid. You just smashed his phone. And the kid probably deserves a lesson that, you know, if you're going to run your mouth in front of a 300-pound former NFL player, there are going to be some consequences.
Man, I just don't know what he's worried about. The kid had insurance. The phone's covered.
Right.
Okay, I don't know that. I'm just saying. I had no idea. I did not see that in TMZ.
It was all just a ploy to upgrade to the newest.
Correct.
iPhone model.
Yeah. I didn't need an apology. I'm with Mike on this. I didn't need him to say I'm sorry, because if any of you were in that situation and somebody was calling your brother a slur,
right,
you probably react in the same way, given your relationship with your brother, of course.
Right.
I didn't need the apology. But okay, so be it. We know he's really a good dude, but I think most people already know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just think this was completely unnecessary. But hey, I guess whatever you got to do to keep your 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 media jobs that he has going right now.
No, but still, he gets it. Still, I just think everybody else, you see so much of this on social media with people that just, because there's so many guys when you watch some of these videos, I mean, you really want to see him get smacked.
Yeah.
Because they got it coming.
Yeah, or slapped.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
even worse.
Could you imagine if he open hand slapped that kid? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been.
Oh my God, he hit him. Oh my God. Yeah. I always love the commentary. Like, oh my God. It's like, a man shouldn't make that noise. Okay, back to you.
Well, unless he's being slapped.
All right, so before we get out of here, in the latest episode of As the Broadcast Booth Turns for Tom Brady, apparently his quote of, I don't love that call at all. Obviously, it's a penalty, but to me, there has to be serious intent in a game like this. That was last week when Brady called the Lions and Packers game over a helmet-to-helmet hit that was disputed. Apparently, this could have been, quote-unquote, in violation of the rules that were set out for Mr. Brady in terms of not critiquing the officials.
Because he's a minority owner of the Raiders.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
NFL spokesperson Brian McCarthy confirmed in a statement that a fine will now not be issued unless he is egregiously critical of an official or officials. Yeah, man, no man. Moving the goalpost here, is that okay?
I mean, it just seems so weird that Tom Brady is in the situation where you're, you know, with all this money he's making, and he's not bad. He's just, you know, some of the games have, in his defense, Carl, have been pretty weak. You know, been a lot of one-sided games. But, I mean, you basically put yourself in a position where you can't do your job that you getting paid $35 million to. You can't have those meetings with the coaches and visit the other teams. It just seems really crazy. And obviously the NFL is bending the rules for him.
No, and here's the thing. Who's keeping track? Does he have somebody sitting next to him saying, psst, psst, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Hey, psst, can't go there. Like, he does. Who's keeping track of this as he's in the midst of a broadcast trying to give you his opinions about it, and he's supposed to remember, oh, by the way, I can't say anything about the officials. It's just human nature.
Right.
So he's going to see himself get fined, I think, a couple of times, and I just think they're going to have to live with it, because I don't think you're in the moment and you go, Tom, you can't say that about the officials.
He's not like he's awful, but it's just, if you watch, I rewatched the Falcons game yesterday, Matt Olson, I mean, it's just, Matt Olson. Greg Olson is really good.
No, he's great.
You know, Greg is just, he's on it, and he knows the, there was even a play about, you know, talking about the rules on the fake punt. You know, you can't penalize a guy for touching the out man, because you really can't have pass interference, Carl, against the wide out on a punt team. So, I mean, Olson knows his stuff. He's sharp, gives quick analysis, and Brady's still learning.
Carl says Tom Brady needs a personal ombudsman.
He does.
Orin is my personal ombudsman.
Good use of ombudsman in a sentence.
All right. I'm just glad that's over, because Turtle's just tearing down the Falcons defense.
No.
Three sacks, Turtle.
Carl, there's room for improvement. I think when
you're
in the big poker game, I think, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you got to go all in. Push those chips.
James Bond style?
Yes.
There is no tomorrow. All right, coming up, we got to talk dogs. The dog report's on the way. Also, Lauren Williams is going to join us. She covers the Hawks. We'll talk about where this team is, and maybe, Mike, she can answer your question about Mr.
What? DeAndre Hunter. Mr. What? Mr. Intestinal Fortitude? And
It's Dukes and Bell.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.